All right, let's do this. Today we are diving deep into the Silta newsletter.
Oh, yes.
And it is absolutely packed with insights into what digital accessibility will look like in 2025.
Yeah.
We're talking new guidelines, legal shakeups, and even some heartwarming stories of progress in the field.
What I find really interesting is this European Accessibility Act deadline, less than 6 months away. On June 28, 2025, online shops and banking services across Europe, they all have to be accessible.
June 28, 2025. Mark it on your calendars, everybody. That's the day.
Yeah.
And Silta actually quotes someone in the newsletter saying, nobody dares to predict what it will look like in terms of accessibility on the day after, on June 29, 2025.
Oh, wow.
It kind of feels like we're standing on the edge of a digital cliff, you know? Will everything just change overnight?
Yeah, it does. It's definitely a pivotal moment.
Right.
Reminds me a little of the Y2K scare back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
All that uncertainty about whether computers would just crash at the turn of the millennium.
And just stop working.
Right. Yeah, this feels similar, but instead of like potential chaos, we're hoping for a massive leap forward in inclusivity.
Fingers crossed. I'm hoping for that leap forward as well.
Yeah, me too.
And to get ready for this digital earthquake,
right?
Silta pointed out a ton of new resources and guidelines that are out there.
There are.
What really jumped out at you?
Well, for starters, there are some updated resources specifically for Germany.
Okay.
They've got this guide on making polling places accessible.
Oh, wow.
Which is fantastic. But for me, the big news is the draft of WCAG 3.0.
Okay. So for our listeners who are not familiar,
yeah,
what is WCAG 3.0?
WCAG, these are the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, essentially the rule book for making websites usable for people with disabilities.
Right. I mean, if you are building a website today, you need to know these guidelines.
Right.
And you need to be following them.
Yes. And version 3.0, this is a major update.
Ooh, a major update.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
WCAG 3.0 sounds like required reading for anyone building websites these days.
I think so.
And speaking of must reads, Silta mentioned a leader's guide to accessibility, which seems perfect for leaders.
Yeah.
People who need to make sure their whole organization is on board with this accessibility thing.
Exactly, because accessibility is not just a technical issue, it's a leadership issue.
Oh, I like that.
And let's not forget the people who learn best through a good quiz, you know?
Right.
Silta even included an accessibility quiz in their newsletter.
So fun for the whole family.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing, accessibility, you know, we talk about websites, but it goes way beyond websites.
It does.
They also highlighted tools like the SAS Accessibility Toolkit and Tech Check for creating accessible workplaces and software in general.
Uh-huh.
So it's not just about making websites pretty.
No.
It's about making sure everyone can actually use the technology we rely on every day.
That's right.
At work, at home, everywhere.
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's the goal. But even with all these great resources that are out there.
Yeah.
You know, you think everything is moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
But then Silta shared some research that really threw a wrench in my optimistic gears.
Oh, no.
What's the bad news?
Well, one study actually found that the accessibility of scientific PDFs is getting worse.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of a step backwards.
It is. Imagine.
You would think it would be the opposite.
You would. You think they would be getting better?
Yeah.
Imagine the very documents that hold vital knowledge are becoming less accessible to blind and low vision readers who depend on assistive technology.
That's a huge step backward.
It is.
I mean, knowledge should be for everyone, right? It shouldn't matter how you access it.
I agree.
And on a related note, they highlighted research showing that people with disabilities often face stigma when negotiating at work.
Yeah.
Which can really limit their opportunities. It's just heartbreaking. It sounds like we need a major shift in how we think about and treat disability in the workplace and beyond.
I think we do, but the silver lining here is that there are researchers actively studying these issues.
Okay.
Trying to understand the barriers and find solutions.
Sure.
Silta even mentioned this digital equity researcher inventory.
Okay.
Where you can connect with these experts and learn more about their work, you know?
So it's not all doom and gloom.
No, it's not.
Thank goodness. I am definitely ready for some good news after that.
Okay, good.
Silta, you better deliver.
Don't worry, they did. Remember those positive developments we touched on earlier?
Oh, yeah, those are pretty exciting, especially the one about Electronic Arts. you know?
Yeah.
The massive video game company making their accessibility patents freely available.
I know.
Can you believe that?
It's huge. Think about it. Smaller game developers, even indie creators, can now access EA's cutting-edge technology for things like adaptive controllers and personalized audio settings. It could really level the playing field in terms of accessible gaming.
Imagine the possibilities for gamers with disabilities.
Yeah.
A whole universe of games that were previously out of reach could suddenly become accessible.
And it could benefit all gamers, not just those with disabilities.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, personalized audio settings could help anyone who struggles to hear dialogue over background music, for example.
Right. So EA's generosity could actually spark a wave of innovation across the entire gaming industry.
Yeah, definitely.
Making games more accessible and enjoyable for everyone.
It's a win-win.
I love it when a big company uses its power for good like that.
Me too.
But it wasn't just EA doing amazing things. Silta also highlighted Google's expressive captions.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
They use AI to add emotion to subtitles, so they're not just transcribing the words. Mm-hmm. They're actually conveying the nuance of human communication.
Exactly. So instead of just seeing, like, the word stop, we might see stop with 3 exclamation points.
To show that urgency.
Yeah, to show the urgency and the emotion behind the word.
I could see that being super helpful for people who are deaf or hard of hearing.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think it would make subtitles more engaging for anyone who uses them, even if it's just because you're watching a video in a noisy environment.
Absolutely. It's a great example of how accessibility features can actually benefit everyone.
I love that.
And it's not just about the digital world either.
Okay.
Remember that story about the city of Baltimore investing millions in making their sidewalks more accessible?
Yeah, that one warmed my heart.
Yeah, me too.
It's a reminder that accessibility isn't just about websites and apps.
No.
It's about creating a world where everyone can navigate physical spaces with ease and dignity.
Exactly. And while those big citywide initiatives are crucial, Silta also highlighted some smaller scale projects that are making a real difference.
Okay, like what?
Like, they mentioned this cool app called Eyewear that lets you simulate different visual impairments.
Oh, wow. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a really powerful tool for building empathy and understanding.
It is.
I can imagine it being incredibly impactful for designers, developers, and really anyone who wants to get a firsthand experience of what it's like to navigate the world with a visual impairment.
It's a game changer for accessibility awareness.
And speaking of awareness, they included a guide explaining the rights of disabled EU citizens, which seems like essential knowledge for anyone living or working in the EU.
It is, especially now with the EAA deadline approaching.
Right. We need to know what our rights are and how to advocate for ourselves and others.
Absolutely. And for anyone looking for more realistic and diverse representations of disability, they also mentioned the Business Disability Forum's Image Gallery.
Oh, yeah, that's a great resource.
It is.
It's about time we moved away from those outdated, stereotypical images of disability and embraced imagery that reflects the true diversity of the disability community.
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here in part one.
Yeah.
We've got this looming EAA deadline, a ton of resources to help us get ready, some concerning research findings, and a whole bunch of inspiring stories of progress.
Yeah.
It's kind of overwhelming, honestly.
It is, isn't it? But I think what strikes me the most is this sense of urgency and momentum.
Yeah.
It feels like accessibility is finally having its moment in the spotlight.
It's about time. And that's a good thing.
I agree, it is a good thing. But now the question is, how do we keep this momentum going?
Yeah.
How do we make sure accessibility doesn't just fade into the background once the deadline passes?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
And I think the answer lies in recognizing that accessibility is not just a checkbox on a to-do list.
Right.
It's an ongoing commitment, a way of life.
A way of life.
It's about designing, building, and creating a world that works for everyone.
Regardless of their abilities.
Regardless of their abilities.
I like that. Well said.
Thank you.
And that's something we'll be diving deeper into in part two.
We'll be exploring what all of this means for you, our amazing listeners, and how you can be a part of shaping a more accessible future. Stay tuned.
See you there. Welcome back. That newsletter gave us, like, a lot to think about.
It did.
But, you know, there's one thing that keeps swirling around in my head.
What's that?
What does this EAA deadline actually mean for businesses and organizations?
Right.
We touched on it, but it feels big.
It is big.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a company in the EU.
Okay.
Suddenly your websites, your apps, even things like ATMs and ticketing machines, They all have to be accessible by June 28, 2025.
Yeah.
It's not just about avoiding legal trouble.
Right.
It's about making sure everyone can participate in society.
Exactly. And it's interesting to think about like how this might play out differently across different industries.
Oh, yeah.
Take banking, for example.
Yeah.
Accessible online banking. This could empower people with disabilities to manage their finances independently, maybe even open up new economic opportunities for them.
Right. It's like that saying, what is it? A rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah.
By making things accessible for some, we create a better experience for everyone.
And the impact goes beyond just convenience.
Okay.
Think about like a visually impaired person using an accessible ATM for the first time.
Right.
That's a huge step towards independence and dignity.
Okay. I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a moment and revisit those positive developments we talked about earlier.
Yep.
That whole thing with Electronic Arts giving away their accessibility patents, it still blows my mind.
I know. It's such a powerful example of like how a big company can leverage its resources for good.
Right.
Imagine a world where every game developer, big or small,
yeah,
has access to technology that allows for things like customizable controls, text-to-speech, even real-time captioning during gameplay.
It would revolutionize the gaming experience for people with disabilities, opening up a whole world of entertainment and social connection that might have been previously inaccessible.
Exactly. And it's not just about making games playable for people with disabilities. It's about making them enjoyable.
Right.
It's about creating a truly inclusive gaming experience where everyone can have fun and connect with others.
I can already see the headlines. Gaming gets a conscience. EA's move sparks industry-wide accessibility revolution.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
And speaking of revolutionary technology, let's talk about Google's expressive captions.
Oh, yeah.
I know you mentioned them earlier, but I think they deserve a deeper dive.
I agree.
Okay, I'm all ears. What makes them so special?
Well, traditional subtitles just transcribe the words being spoken, right?
Yeah.
But expressive captions go a step further.
Okay.
They use AI to analyze the tone and emotion of the speaker's voice and then adjust the font size, style, and even punctuation to convey those nuances visually.
So instead of just seeing a flat line of text,
yeah,
you're getting a more dynamic and engaging representation of the conversation,
yeah,
complete with emotional cues.
Exactly. It's like subtitles on steroids.
I love that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, think about how impactful this could be for people who rely on subtitles, whether they're deaf or hard of hearing, watching a video in a noisy environment, or even learning a new language.
Right. It's a game changer for accessibility.
Yeah.
But it also has the potential to enhance the viewing experience for everyone.
Right, right.
After all, who doesn't appreciate a little extra emotion and personality in their subtitles?
Especially if it means I can finally watch those foreign films without missing half the dialogue. But let's not forget about accessibility in the real world.
Yeah.
That story about Baltimore investing in accessible sidewalks really struck a chord with me.
It's a great reminder that accessibility is not just a digital issue.
Right.
It's about creating a world where everyone can move freely and safely, regardless of their physical abilities.
And it's not just about sidewalks, right?
Oh.
We need to think about accessible transportation, public spaces, housing, the whole nine yards.
Absolutely. We need to design our cities and communities in a way that welcomes and includes everyone. But while these large-scale infrastructure projects are crucial,
yeah,
we can't overlook the impact of smaller individual actions.
Oh, for sure. Remember that eyewear app we talked about earlier?
Oh, yeah.
The one that lets you simulate different visual impairments?
Yeah.
It's amazing how something so simple can have such a profound impact on people's understanding of accessibility.
It's all about fostering empathy, right?
Yeah.
When you experience firsthand what it's like to navigate the world with a disability, it changes your perspective.
I can imagine it being a real eye-opener for designers, developers, and anyone who's involved in creating products and services.
And let's not forget about education.
Right.
CILTA included a guide explaining the rights of disabled EU citizens,
yes,
which is incredibly valuable, especially with the EAA deadline looming.
Knowledge is power, right?
No, it is.
The more we understand our rights and the legal framework surrounding accessibility, the better equipped we are to advocate for change.
Exactly. And speaking of advocating for change,
yeah,
the Business Disability Forum's Image Gallery is another fantastic resource.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah.
It provides a collection of authentic and diverse images of people with disabilities, challenging those outdated stereotypes that we see all too often in the media.
It's so important to have positive and realistic representations of disability.
Yes.
Both in the real world and online.
Yeah.
It helps break down stigma and promotes a more inclusive and accepting society.
Well said. But let's be real.
Okay.
Even with all this progress and positive momentum, there are still challenges ahead.
Oh, yeah. There are always challenges.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of this whole accessibility thing.
Yeah.
But even in this short deep dive, we've uncovered so much. From groundbreaking legal changes to heartwarming stories of innovation and progress.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, some not so great news, too.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag for sure.
It is.
But I think what resonates with me the most is this idea that accessibility is not just a destination. It's a journey, you know? It's about constantly learning, adapting, and finding new ways to create a more inclusive world.
Totally. We can't just check a few boxes and call it a day, right?
Right.
Accessibility needs to be woven into the fabric of everything we do.
Yeah.
From the products we design to the spaces we inhabit. It's a mindset shift, really.
Exactly. And I think that mindset shift is starting to happen, you know? Look at all the positive developments we discussed.
Yeah.
Companies like Electronic Arts and Google are leading the charge. But there are countless other individuals and organizations doing amazing work in this space.
And let's not forget about the role of research.
Yeah, for sure.
The studies that Silta highlighted, both the positive and the not so positive, are crucial for understanding the current state of accessibility and identifying areas where we need to improve.
Research is essential for driving progress.
It is.
It helps us understand the barriers that people with disabilities face, measure the impact of accessibility initiatives, and develop evidence-based solutions.
It's like a compass guiding us in the right direction.
I like that.
But even with all this amazing work happening, you know, we can't lose sight of the fact that there are still real challenges ahead.
Definitely.
We talked about the digital divide, the lack of access to technology and the internet for many people around the world.
And even when people do have access to technology, there's still the issue of digital literacy.
Oh.
Making sure everyone has the skills and knowledge to use that technology effectively.
Right. It's like having a fancy new car but not knowing how to drive it.
Exactly.
What good is all this amazing technology if people can't actually access and use it?
Exactly. And let's not forget about the attitudinal barriers that still exist.
Oh, right.
The stigma and discrimination that people with disabilities often face can be a huge roadblock to full inclusion.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking to think that in 2025, we're still battling these outdated and harmful attitudes.
I know.
It's a reminder that changing hearts and minds is just as important as changing laws and technologies.
Absolutely. We need to create a culture where disability is seen as a natural part of human diversity,
right?
Not something to be feared or pitied.
So how do we do that? How do we shift these deeply ingrained societal attitudes?
I think it starts with education, awareness, and representation.
Okay.
We need to expose ourselves to diverse perspectives, challenge our own biases, and amplify the voices of people with disabilities.
It's about listening, learning, and unlearning.
Yes.
And it's about taking action, whether it's speaking out against injustice, advocating for accessibility in our workplaces and communities, or simply choosing to be more inclusive in our everyday interactions.
Every little bit helps.
It does.
And remember, accessibility is not just about helping people with disabilities.
Right.
It's about recognizing that we all benefit from a more inclusive world.
So true. When we design for accessibility, we're designing for everyone.
Yeah.
We're creating products, services, and spaces that are more usable, more enjoyable, and more equitable for all.
And when everyone has the opportunity to participate fully in society, we all win.
We do.
We unlock a wealth of talent, creativity, and innovation that would otherwise be lost.
It's like that ripple effect.
Yes.
When one person benefits, the positive impact spreads outward, touching countless others.
Exactly. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of accessibility in 2025,
yes,
I want to leave our listeners with this thought. What will your role be in shaping a more accessible future?
It's a powerful question and one that we all need to ask ourselves.
We do.
Whether you're a designer, a developer, a business owner, a policymaker, or simply a concerned citizen, you have the power to make a difference.
You do.
So let's commit to using that power for good.
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's continue to learn, to grow, and to advocate for a world where everyone can thrive.
I love that.
On that note, deep divers, It's time for us to surface for now.
Okay.
But keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the world of accessibility. Until next time.
Bye.